Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SIGO.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk a little bit about a man named George Saunders. Many in your area know who he is, but we could describe him to others as Oneonta's William Kennedy. And tell us a little more about this person.
Yes, David. Yes, it's a bit of a literary story, and it led both of our newspapers this week. And, you know, of course, when you think of William Faulkner, you think of Oxford, Mississippi. And when you think of John O'Hara, you think of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and Yingling beer, of course. There's Cooper, and there's Cooperstown, and then, of course, William Kennedy and Ironweed and Albany. Oneonta may soon be joining these literary meccas. His name may not be a household word yet, but George Saunders, big shot in the literary world. You may remember his short story collection, 10th of December, which came out in 2013, won all sorts of prizes. The New York Times editors picked it back then as one of the 10 best books of the year. And Tuesday, George's first novel was published. It's called Lincoln in the Bardo. It's about Lincoln and his son, Willie, who died when he was 11 years old in the early years of the Civil War. The New York Times Book Review, of course, got an advanced copy. I ran the review this past Sunday on the front cover, where the most important books in the world, of course, are introduced to the world. In his review, Colson Whitehead calls it a luminous feat of generosity and humanism. Not bad. So it's going to be a big hit. Meanwhile, we're all going to see a lot of George Saunders on TV for the next few weeks as his book tour rolls out. And our reporter reached him in San Francisco Monday, a couple of hours before he appeared on Late Night with Stephen Colbert. So first Hometown Oneonta in the Freeman's Journal, then Stephen Colbert. George teaches at Syracuse University. He commutes back and forth to Oneonta, where he lives out of the public spotlight, and he likes it that way. Sometimes you see him walking on Main Street. Sometimes you'll see him at the Green Toad Bookstore, but purposely he keeps a low profile. He has a writing studio in his backyard, and he told our reporter, Libby Cudmore, that when he was inspired in 2012 to finally write a novel, he went onto that very backyard and got started. Our story says that on his way home from Syracuse, he would sometimes stop in the Civil War Cemetery in Morris to absorb the atmosphere. And so you can bet, David, that we're all going to be reading Lincoln and the Bardo pretty closely for allusions to Oneonta and Otsego County. Inevitably, if he continues to live here, he's going to draw on our county as a source of inspiration and content. So, as Sinclair Lewis fans might say, Sox Center, here we come, the big time.
An interesting author to be looking at, George Saunders. And we've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, on allotsego.com, where you can go to read about Mr. Saunders. Jim won't mind. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.